This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Jessica Cole. Jessica is both the President and Chief Executive Officer of Becker's Healthcare. She's also a winner of a prestigious Ernst & Young Transformative CEO of the Year Award, a very special person. We're going to talk to Jessica really about four questions today. Ask her to introduce herself, talk about what thoughts she currently has for healthcare leaders and providers and healthcare workers. Ask her to talk a little bit about the healthcare media business, and then also touch on words and thoughts for people that sort of sell into healthcare, those that are sort of, I view it simplistically as the Becker's healthcare advertiser community. So we'll just touch on a handful of things today. Jessica, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Well, Scott, thank you for the introduction and thanks for having me on. Jessica Cole, been with Becker's Healthcare for 13 plus years, and it's been a fun ride, and we have had a great deal of traction, both in live events and digital. We've hyper-focused on a handful of niches, hospitals, health systems, in terms of the executives, health IT, ambulatory surgery centers, clinical leadership, and then spine and ortho are really some of our core areas. And then we have some other ancillary areas that we're growing in, but thrilled to be on, thrilled to kind of walk through the few things we discussed, and thank you so much.
So Jess, I know you did a video piece sort of thanking America's healthcare workers. Take a moment and talk about your thoughts regarding healthcare leaders and workers and providers. Just a couple moments there.
Sure. First, just my sincere appreciation, insane amount of gratitude and thoughts, prayers go out to all of them. And I think if you think about it, they prep for war as quickly as they can, and they're truly the heroes in what they do each and every day. And we as American people, we as everyone that lives in the world really can't appreciate and thank them enough. And I am convinced that forever we'll probably look at somebody wearing scrubs, look at somebody that's walking into a hospital or healthcare facility with a different level of gratitude, respect, appreciation. It probably will bring immense feelings of how some people see people in men and women in uniform and things of that nature. But I think just a huge heartfelt thanks and appreciation to each and every person, whether you're on the front lines, whether you're a leader, whether you're janitorial, it's all so needed and appreciated.
Take a moment, sort of ting off of that, on thoughts regarding those running things like grocery stores and retail outlets that are still open and working, especially in this period of time when a lot of the country is locked down and we still have lots of uncertainty about risk. I know you've got family members that are in that world. Take a moment and talk about gratitude there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when I walk into a Jewel or a Whole Foods or whatever it may be, you know, they're truly working harder than ever and filling the shelves with everything that we're trying to get. And they're putting themselves in contact with a ton of people each and every day. And I think a huge, huge kudos to everyone, whether you're an Amazon delivery person or you're at a retail facility like a grocery store. It's just a huge amount of risk that you're taking, but then also your family. And we all need to be grateful and appreciative as ever.
And I'll give a special shout out to your father who runs operations like that and is in them day to day on our podcast. So a special shout out to your own family. The healthcare media business, obviously a challenging time. It's this great mix of digital, advertisers which support it all, the audience, which are hospitals and health systems. It's so important to everything. And then there's live events and there's print. Talk a little bit about the healthcare media business today and your approach to it.
Yeah, for sure. I think you hit the nail on the head with some of those comments. So digital media in general, I mean, it's up all over. I mean, our clients, you know, they say their websites are up. I know I talked to the CEO of Adweek and he said his traffic is up by 30-50%. So I think if you think about just digital media and consumption of media in general, it's just anywhere from 30-50% plus in terms of web traffic due to COVID-19 and the such. And so that's one piece. I think you look at a lot of kind of big media companies that are, their strategy is lightening their paywall, capturing more emails, then trying to target those emails. I know this morning, I think I got probably 8 subscription emails from New York Times and the like of, you know, I've read some of their COVID content and now I'm on their aggressive nurture campaign of trying to get a year subscription or what it may be. So you see a lot of that on Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, the like of kind of, hey, lightening the paywall, getting people to engage with their content. But then as soon as you click on something that's not coronavirus related, you know, you get the pop-ups and such of support our journalists and subscribe here today. And so we at Becker's Healthcare are really trying to focus, you know, the value as much as possible, what's extreme value for readers and our clients right now more than ever. And that's kind of our North Star amongst all departments. And so incredibly metrics oriented. I mean, we're obviously thrilled to see some record opens amongst a ton of our newsletters, record engagement, record website traffic, record podcasts. I think you hit the nail on the head for all media companies, and there was a really good Wall Street Journal article, especially if you're in the live event game, you know, it kind of feels strange that revenues may be way down. You feel like as a business could be struggling in terms of the advertising piece, but then engagement, readership, et cetera, way, way, way up. And so it's really kind of striking the right balance and continuing to be hyper-focused on what you feel like you can deliver. And so for us, it's just great content, being super focused, super sharp, super clear. And our editorial team and the folks that have been working on our team are, you know, doing an unbelievable job of trying to do that. I know we just had a project where we reached out to the top 10 hit states with a simple question. That question was, if you do nothing else in the next week, at least do this. And the amount of response was incredible. Within, you know, 48 hours, we heard from 65 executives in those 10 states. And this was kind of a collaboration between folks that usually work on our live event team in terms of connectivity with those C-suites, and then really funneling back a lot of the answers to our great editorial team. We heard from just incredible executives from New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Michigan, California, Illinois, Louisiana, Florida, Texas, et cetera. And there was a number of themes that emerged, some around leadership, communication, and strategy, some around just staffing, surge planning, optimizing technology, what they can do now. And I think just the overwhelming response, but then also just how are we trying to funnel those responses in a way that's super valuable for our readers is more important than ever. You know, we'll get back into live events when we can. We'll probably have a lot of prophylactic steps to make sure we're doing that. But I think it's just kind of trying to stay positive, trying to control what you can control and deliver extreme value where you can right now.
You know, and fortunately, under your leadership, the company's more than 50% digital as it is. So while we love our live events, we are doing fine on digital, and digital is, of course, way up. And the community is looking for further ways to engage. And as you said, a magnificent effort by the editorial team, the account management team, and everybody else to try and keep things moving in the right direction. And a tough job being a salesperson today, and the sales team is working like crazy to keep things moving in the right direction. And I applaud those efforts. Speaking of sales and commercial and people that sell into health systems, I know, you know, there's this fascinating sort of stop for a moment, unless you're selling COVID direct things. Talk a little bit about advice for people that sell into health systems and what that looks like today, because it's just, you know, there's a whole ecosystem that relies upon this huge, you know, health is 20% of our economy or more. There's a huge part of the ecosystem that relies on it that's trying to figure out how they approach health systems at a time when health systems are completely wrapped up in the number one crisis of the last 20 years, or last 100 years, this pandemic. How do you speak to the commercial audience during this period of time?
But definitely, I think I have like 4 pieces of advice. And before I go into those 4, I'd say Scott Becker's podcast, when he spoke about coronavirus and kind of the universe, there's one piece in that podcast, which is just kind of the impact on practices, impact on hospital health systems, but then an impact on kind of just the universe that sells into. And so, you know, there's, please listen to that podcast. I think it was very well done. And you know, it hits a little bit on just kind of the ramp up and the sluggishness and things of that nature. And so I think just being mindful of kind of where we're at is kind of get your headspace in where we're at is priority 1. But then my 3-4 pieces of advice is just stay connected and be helpful and maintain positivity. And so I've been trying to talk to our teams heavily about just, you know, now more than ever is the time to build roots. We talk about roots at clients frequently. And so it's just continuing to be communicative, continuing to be helpful in whatever way you may be with all your current clients and with current prospects, et cetera. But then also really reminding yourself not to be tone deaf and knowing what they're going through, but challenging yourself of like, you know, we say frequently, how you do anything is how you do everything. And so challenge yourself to still be great. Challenge yourself to still flex those sales muscles, make sure you're still working and staying active, but know that in this time period, it will be sluggish. In this time period, it will be harder. There's budget freezes. There's a lot of things going on. And so I think if you just don't beat yourself up every day, but you also look for ways to celebrate the wins you do have, celebrate the clients that you still are servicing and taking care of, and make sure that, you know, they know you value the heck out of them and we're taking care of them so, so well, but then also where can you add value at this time? And so that's kind of like, you know, my daily pep talk, and just reminding yourself that it will all come out of a tunnel eventually here, and there will be light at the end of it, and there'll be kind of a ramp up period when people are getting back to work and business, and so just maintain that positivity and communication, and really, how can you be valuable? I think are the big takeaways.
Now you've got both a magnificent group of advertisers and sponsors that work with you, and a magnificent group of team of staff and team and employees that work with you. And then you connect with this community of health systems. And that's sort of the ecosystem that we live in, this great mix of health system leaders, this great mix of advertisers and sponsors, and this great mix of team. That's the team that you run and have built and oversee. Any thoughts for that community as we wrap up today?
Yeah, I think just, again, a huge appreciation and gratitude to everyone. And I think just we're a big thing on keep the main thing. And so just have clarity on what you can do now and what success looks like now. That's different than what it looked like 60, 70 days ago for all of us. And so just a huge kudos to the entire Becker's team that is, you know, rolling in the same direction harder than ever. And we're excited to continue to be great in the digital world, and we'll be great in live events again at some point. And we're just looking forward to continuing to add value to hospital health system world and the great advertisers and sponsors that support us. We appreciate it so, so much.
Well, we appreciate you being on so much. We look at all these crises as things that help people grow, and we're excited to see sort of the evolution out of this crisis. It won't be quick, but it will be magnificent. And so, Jess, I appreciate all of your leadership efforts and just the chance to share some of your thoughts today with our audience. Thank you very, very much.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.